Shalom, this is Rabbi Deborah Brandt, and today is day 15 of our County of the Omer, looking at the name above all names, Yeshua, our Messiah. Yeshua, Holy Servant. Now, Lord, look at their threats and grant your servants to speak your word with utmost courage. While you stretch out your hand to heal and signs and wonders take place, through the name of your holy servant, Yeshua. Notice it is His hand and His name that brings healing, signs, and wonders. Our attitude must be that of a servant. Yeshua showed us how we are to walk and act in this life with a servant's heart. By stretching, Exodus 6:6, therefore say to Bnei Israel, I am Adonai, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. I will deliver you from their bondage and redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgments. I will take you to myself as a people, and I will be your God, and you will know that I am Adonai your God, who brought you out from the burdens of the Egyptians. So I will bring you into the land that I swore to give to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, and to give it to you as an inheritance. I am Adonai. Deuteronomy 4:32-35. Indeed, ask now about the former days that were before you, from the day that God created man on the earth, and ask from one end of the sky to the other, has there ever been such a thing as this, or has anything like it been heard? Has the people ever heard the voice of God speaking from the midst of the fire, as you have heard and lived? Or has any God ever tried to come to take for himself a nation from within a nation, by trials, by signs and wonders, and by war, and by a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, and by great terrors like all that Adonai your God did for you in Egypt before your eyes? You are shown so that you might know that Adonai is God, and there is no other besides Him. Jeremiah 20:11-12. But Adonai is with me like a dreadful warrior. Therefore my persecutors will stumble and will not prevail. Since they are not insightful and not wise, they will be utterly shamed and everlasting disgrace and never to be forgotten. Yet Adonai Zevaot, testing the righteous, seeing the mind and the heart, let me see your vengeance on them, for to you have I presented my case. Jeremiah 15:15-16. Adonai, you know, remember me and think of me. Avenge me against my persecutors. Because of your long suffering, do not take me away. Know that for your sake I endure scorn, and your words were found, so I ate them, and your words were a delight to me, and the joy of my heart. So I am called by your name, Adonai Elohei Sevaot. Acts 2:22-24. Men of Israel, hear these words. Yeshua HaNatzrati, a man authenticated to you by God, with mighty deeds and wonders and signs God performed through him in your midst, as you yourselves know, that this Yeshua, given over by God's predetermined plan and foreknowledge, nailed to the cross by the hand of lawless men, you killed. But God raised him up, releasing him from the pains of death, since it was impossible for him to be held by it. Acts 5:12-15. At the hands of the apostles, many signs and wonders, attesting miracles, are continually taking place among the people. And by common consent they all met together at the temple and covered porch called Solomon's portico, to such an extent that it even carried their sick unto the streets and put them on cots and sleeping pads, so that when Peter came by, at least his shadow might fall on one of them with healing power. And the people from the towns in the vicinities of Jerusalem were coming together, bringing the sick and those who were tormented by unclean spirits, and they were all being healed. Acts 6:8. Now Stephen, full of grace, divine blessing, favor, and power, was doing great wonders and signs among the people. Again, these signs and wonders and powers came via our Messiah, who is called the Holy Kadosh Servant of Yahweh. The name, Acts 4:10-12. And let it be known to you, to all the people of Israel, it is in the name of the Messiah, Yeshua from Nazareth, whom you had executed on a stake as a criminal, but whom God has raised from the dead, that this man stands before you perfectly healed. This Yeshua is a stone rejected by you builders, which has become the cornerstone. There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by whom we must be saved. Do we have the boldness of a lion and the humility of a servant to be used by Adonai to pray for the sick in the name of Yeshua and believe they will recover and be set free? We need the humility of a servant. James 4, 6 to 10. But he gives greater grace, therefore it says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore submit to God, but resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned into mourning, and your joy into gloom. Humble yourself in the sight of Adonai, and he shall lift you up. The obedience of a servant. 1 Samuel 15, 21-23. But the people took some of the spoil, sheep and oxen, the best of the things that were to be totally destroyed, to sacrifice to the Lord your God at Gilgal. Samuel said, Has the Lord as great a delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obedience to the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as serious as the sin of divination, fortune-telling, and disobedience is as serious as false religion and idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has rejected you as king. The loyalty and faithfulness of a servant. Psalm 18:25. With the kind, merciful, faithful, and loyal, you show yourself kind. With the blameless, you show yourself blameless. Galatians 5:22-25. But the fruit of the Ruach is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Now those who belong to Messiah have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Ruach, let us also walk by the Ruach. The submission to the will of the Master. James 4:7. Therefore submit to God, but resist the devil, and he will flee from you. 1 Peter 2:13. For the Lord's sake, submit yourself to every human authority, whether to a king as supreme. Verse 18. Slaves, with all respect, submit yourself to your masters, not only to those who are good and gentle, but also to those who are harsh. 1 Peter 5:5. Likewise, the younger ones, submit yourselves to the elders, and all of you clothe yourselves with humility toward one another. For God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Luke 22:42, saying, Father, if you are willing, remove this cup of divine wrath from me, yet not my will, but always yours be done. Not by my will, but yours. If Yeshua the Messiah and God are one, how could their wills ever differ? They can differ because Yeshua, even though in the form of God, appeared as a human being and became obedient even to death. As a human being, Yeshua was in every respect tempted as we are, and the only difference being is that he did not sin. Hebrews 4:15. Even though he was the Son, he learned obedience through his sufferings. Hebrews 5:8. It was as a human being, not as God, that he experienced the process of learning to conform to his will and to his Father's will, since as God, who is omniscient, he did not need to learn. As Yeshua prayed to the Gethsemanim garden on the Mount of Olives, he was exposed to the temptation of not being executed on the stake, but letting himself be rescued by a dozen armies of angels. Matthew 26:53. Nevertheless, he subjected himself to the will of God. Every believer in Yeshua is expected to make his obedience his model, drawing on the power of the Holy Spirit to conform ever more closely to it. The Jewish New Testament Commentary. These are all the qualities found in Messiah Yeshua and should be in us as well. Personal thoughts of Yeshua, Holy Servant. In what ways can you be more like Yeshua in your life? How can you walk in greater obedience to His will and not your will? The blessings over the Omer. Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with His commandments and has commanded us concerning the counting of the Omer. Today is 15 days, which is 2 weeks and 1 day of the Omer. The Merciful One, may He return to us the service of the temple in its place speedily in our days. Bo, Yeshua, Bo, in Yeshua's name, Amen.